Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Dr. Tom was getting into the KC readings again. Would you persist? Would you continue?
Well, we were talking about the Great Pyramid and what it may have actually been built for.
The Great Pyramid is a perfect representation of the entire northern half of the Earth. If you take a string and you start at the socket points and you take that string and you go around, all the way around the four sides. It's really eight-sided, by the way. There's a reason for that that I won't go into. But if you stretch that and multiply it by 10 million times, it's the exact circumference of the Earth at the equator. If you take it from the missing top, which is, there's a reason why the cap is not on it, it's 480 feet high. If you drop a plumb line, a virtual plumb line to the base, it's 1/10 millionth from the North Pole to the center of the Earth. But it has infinitely more mathematical coding. And I highly encourage you, if you have an interest, there is a book called Decoding the Great Pyramid by Peter Lemercier. He was an English linguist, and he really has broken the code. And he broke the code based on the first page in the frontispiece, talked about Casey Source gave the way to decode the pyramid. Told why it was built. It was built as a timeline. It was built as a message. It's the only remaining of the seven or eight, whatever the number there were, eight wonders of the world. It's all mathematics. The best thing to do is there's two books that he wrote. One I just recently found out about, and it's kind of like the preamble. Here's the overview, because the second book, Decoding the Great Pyramid, is all of the detailed math that is contained in it. What the KC Source said is that it is almost like, which most Jews have no idea of, which is really sad to me. But there's a guy, Jeffrey Satinover, Jeffrey Satinover has he's an MD and has a PhD in quantum mechanics. And he wrote a book on the Torah codes, showing that the wisest Jews, the greatest Jewish mathematicians, realize that the first five books of the Old Testament, the Torah, the Talmud, contain a quantum code that is mind-blowing. I'd really recommend that. The Great Pyramid is the same thing. It contains physical on many levels. It's a statement of consciousness on its passageways. It has a prophetic that ends, according to the Casey Source, of 2038. And to comment on critics, the major critic of Edgar Casey, and this guy was the Amazing Randi.
With regard to James Randi or the Amazing Randi, he replaced Long John Nebel on WOR in New York when Long John went to another station. That show lasted maybe a year or two, but I was a guest on the show a couple of times, and he was also an amateur astronomer, and I interviewed him on that subject. But he wasn't the completely rabid skeptic in those days that he was later on. So you mentioned the Amazing Randi as a critic. Go ahead.
Okay. There was a book published by my alma mater, my undergraduate degrees from State University of America at Albany. There was a book published called Edgar Casey in Context, The Readings, Truth, and Fiction by K. Paul Johnson. And what it says as far as Amazing Randi, it says the matter of Edgar Casey boils down to a vague mass of garbled data. This is what Randi said. Interpreted by true believers who have put a very heavy stake in the acceptance of the claims. Put to the test, Casey is found to be bereft of real powers. His reputation today rests on poor and deceptive reporting of the claims made by him and his followers. And such claims do not stand up. This is the author, Johnson. The author, commenting on Randi, The author confuses demonstrating a proposition to be unproven with demonstrating its falsity. Although the proofs of Casey's power may be less convincing than it admires that than his admirers have recognized, Randy offers no proof at all that he has put Casey to the test and found him bereft of all powers. There is no credible source that I have ever found that has offered any true evidence that those, what are they, 14 million words are less than, and again, I'll be glad to send you guys the 1,600 pages trilogy. I think Mandeville has died. He starts off and says, my whole goal is to find any psychic in all history that could be scientifically tested. And he started off with Casey as an absolute skeptic, but then he began to say, wait a minute, this information is so vast, so detailed, that we have to at least pay attention. So my sense is, I only offer inquiry, a heuristic for those people that want to look. And Gary Schwartz, who's done stupendous work, I had a short email conversation with him about his book called Stephen Schwartz, The Secret Vaults of Time, Psychic Archaeology and the Quest for Man's Beginnings. And in the book, he shows virtually every single archaeological discovery of the 20th century was done by psychic means. Gary Schwartz is a brilliant remote viewer researcher. There have been tons of them, and the United States government has sponsored for over 25 years, and maybe still going on, because there's other papers been published that showing 95% validity of remote viewing, but it was called Operation Stargate. Casey did a version of this, but what I would like to offer for consideration is this. Everybody is psychic, everybody is part soul, and depending on your Yom Kippur, depending on your attunement, you can access this mind of the all called the Akashic Field. Okay, the Amazing Randy's criticism doesn't hold water. That's the bottom line. And there is no credible evidence. I would love to see it. I mean, I've been researching Casey since 1966. And it isn't like a belief system or a religion. It offers insights into what the paradigm of the West, whose entire goal is rational, egoic, reductionistic. As a matter of fact, I published a paper about 30 years ago talking about scientism. It was called The Evolution of Consciousness. And in it, I took apart all of the epistemology, the underlying claims of Western science, because the quantum physicists have destroyed them all. If you want to read a wonderful book on that, it's called Beyond the Brain by Dr. Stan Grof. He's the guy that developed holotropic breathwork. So the information that came through gives us a look. In the next 2 years, we're going to find out a lot of stuff.
I should point out, in all fairness, James Randi's no longer alive. I knew Randy slightly, and of course he died some years back. So to be fair to him, and I take no position on this, I think he was too skeptical. I think he went over the deep end. There's no way to discuss with him what you're telling me about his lack of evidence. So we're being fair about that. It doesn't mean he wasn't totally wrong, because I think he was wrong in many cases. It's just where things are. Where things are is we have Dr. Tom. We're talking about a whole bunch of things that really coalesce as the mysteries of life. So there's a heck of a lot more to talk about. In fact, what we've done is invited Dr. Tom to join us for the After the Paracast bonus podcast. And that's available for subscribers only of the Paracast Plus. If you want to get more information, by the way, on how to sign up, check out theparacast.plus. That's theparacast.plus for quick sign up. Once again, that's theparacast.plus. with Gene and with Tim and Dr. Tom. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have so much to talk about here with Dr. Tom. As you see, we're going back through time, assuming there's a time to go back to. We're talking about Egypt. We're talking about ancient mysteries. We're talking about Atlantis. Now, you also mentioned the Lemuria, which is quite often included with Atlantis. What's the difference?
Lemuria was apparently reportedly in the Pacific Ocean. And there are tons of evidence now that is emerging, not only on Easter Island with those stones. And by the way, Dr. Rupert Sheldrake went out there with his wife and did some really interesting experiments. But there's other buried underwater cities for Lemuria. According to the Casey readings, souls, before they were fully enmeshed in materiality, and the process was called orphic resonance. And Dr. Rupert Sheldrake published a book in 1984 that was accepted by the scientific community as Burn This Book. He talked about archetypal forms that run everything, that give the Fibonacci series, which is in all of the spirals of the galaxies down to flowers, etc. What the Casey source said was that in order to incarnate into the earth and be able to create in the earth plane, the souls had to lower their vibrations step by step. And it took a long time, again, go back to Cremo and Thompson, or 10 million years, that the reading said that souls first came in. Amongst the other places, and there were many places, Lemuria emerged, but there were very high vibrations, but they could push in and out of materiality. Now, the word lemur means ghost, and what the Casey reading stated was their bodies were very high vibrations. They hadn't fully lowered their vibrations and began forgetting their spiritual abilities. And eventually, they were destroyed because about every, well, according to George Santayana and Dr. Hervé Deschan, they wrote a book called Hamlet's Mill back in like 1959. And he was a professor of history of physics, and I think he was some kind of a quantum physicist. And they showed that about every 100,000 years, there's a polar shift. So when you have polar shifts, you can really wipe people out, wipe whole civilizations out. And just to go back to Egypt for a second, when people say, well, Atlantis didn't exist, all I can say is I have seen with my colleague Brian Forrester. Brian Forrester, he does hidden Inca tours all over the western part of the world. And diorite, I think, is one or two levels below the hardness of diamonds. Underneath the pyramid of Saqqara, about 8 miles south of the Great Pyramids, or the pyramid field, there were found 30 to 40,000 perfectly formed diorite bowls, gourds, urns, that are perfectly formed or machined. Now, there's another place that has, I'm trying to think of the name of it right now, it's where the Aphis bulls supposedly were buried. And there's like 28, 200 tons empty sarcophaguses that are about 20 feet long. They're absolutely perfectly level. Inside corners, 90 degrees to a thousandth of an inch. There are ultrasonic drills, proven they were ultrasonic, that could cut granite 500 times faster than a diamond drill. When I was with Brian in the Cairo Museum, there was a box that there was some type of a saw. We don't know if it was a plasma saw. We don't know what it was. But it was a ruined, the cut went off. But what I pointed out to Brian, I was standing at the other end and he was showing me the cut. This box is about 8 feet long, perfect inside corners, perfect 90 degrees. But what's amazing is that as you look at the picture, or you looked at the granite box, there is a line that looks like a scar that runs perfectly straight across where that saw cut was to be, Not only that, it runs all the way down to the other side. But if you put your hand on it, you can't feel any bumps. Now, there was a lady who wrote a book called When We Were Gods, and she was having, she was gaining weight like crazy. She had lost her baby, and she went to a hypnotist in Virginia Beach. And it's, the book is called When We Were Gods. And she talks about a prior lifetime watching the pyramids being built and how there was a mind-meld interface, and that somehow their powers of consciousness was still so high among certain Atlanteans that they could actually affect physical matter. Now, here's another point. I had a friend of mine, hold on a second, Tommy Vandenbosch, whose daughter had a five-year program at Temple University. And about 25 years ago, he told me, he says, my daughter Kelly is working for Dr. Michael Barsoom, and he wants her to do her senior thesis in geopolymer engineering on the subject of the blocks in the Great Pyramid are synthetic. Well, Dr. Michael Barsoom is a distinguished professor, PhD, MIT, master's in ceramics engineering. And what he has shown, and he proved this, he proved this by presenting in a program to other geopolymer engineers. He proved that maybe not all, but a great majority of the blocks in the Great Pyramid were synthetic. They were not carved. They were poured. So where did that technology come from? It certainly didn't come from the ancient Egyptians, because they had, the hardest thing they had was copper. It was like trying to cut steel with a butter knife. Absolutely impossible.
Well, you know, well, there's been allegations that certain megalithic structures in Central and South America were created the same way, with manipulating rock or actually creating almost like a concrete-like structure.
We'll get into more of this. How were they built? Dr. Tom, Gene, Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. I'm Tim Berg. U.S. forces are helping take down Iranian drones headed towards Israel. On Saturday, Iran began a retaliatory attack after an area near its embassy in Syria was attacked by Israeli forces this week. Iran launching over 100 drones and some intermediate ballistic missiles toward military sites in Israel. Officials say U.S. forces are in the skies above Iraq and have shot down some of the drones. Iran releasing a statement saying their attack on Israel can be deemed concluded. California Democratic Representative Sarah Jacobs sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Given this threat from Iran and our strong support of Israel's right to defend itself, we should be doing what we can on defensive weapons, making sure they have enough Iron Dome interceptors, for instance.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. This is USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
So Tim Swartz asked a question of Dr. Tom, I guess about evidence that they used more advanced techniques to build these structures, not just laying stones, lots of slaves laying stones. Tell us more. What do you think?
Before the polar shift and the Atlanteans destroying themselves using crystal technology. They're called Tuawi stones, which the people in South America, they actually named, they used the same name, means the terrible crystal. That apparently, the culture was so evil when they destroyed, they caused an earth change, sank Atlantis. But before that, as I mentioned before, that Dr. Greg and Laura Little, anthropologists, showed that the DNA of the Chillicothe, Mound Builder Indians, the Iroquois, the Berbers in the Atlas Mountains, and also the Basques, who claim were Atlanteans, according to the Casey readings, they knew that Atlantis had gone down in sections and had then become a series of islands, from 50,000 BC till eventually 10,800 or 10,940 or thereabouts was still above water. Those who knew fled east and west, and they brought that technology that they still had with them at the various places. So it's synonymous. And by the way, one lady was given a reading. It was a past life reading. She went to Casey and asked, and Casey never remembered anything. It was all transcribed. He never remembered one word. And the source said, that's to protect him, because people think he's nuts now. If he could remember all of this stuff, it would really drive him insane. So this lady went to him and said, you told me in a previous reading that I was a good person, and yet I went down with Atlantis. why being a good person was that God allowed me, so to speak, to go down with Atlantis. And the response was three words. You were warned. They were warned. And the Atlanteans that were in attunement fled. And that record is on the walls of the Temple of Edfu. This isn't make-believe stuff. This is hard records. 2.5 acres. So they fled, and they had this consciousness. I won't go too deeply into it, but there was a lady named Seti. Her real name was Dorothy Eady. And she fell down the stairs. She was born in London. She fell down the stairs and hit her head and died. They called a doctor to give a death certificate. This was like in 1890. And when they got there, she woke up. They found her. She wasn't dead. She woke up. And her mother and father, she says, "Who are you?" And they said, "Well, your mommy and dad." She goes, "Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not. And I'm not from here." Well, her uncle got her, about 2 years later, got her a, what was it called? An atlas. And he turned the pages to Egypt, and she goes, "That's where I'm from. That's where I'm going." Now, when she was 8 or 9, she was in a British museum. Dr. Wallace Budge, who was a really famous Egyptologist then, saw her pointing. He walked by. It's in the basement. I've been in the British Museum where the Egyptians, and he saw her finger tracing out hieroglyphics. And he said to her, "Little girl, are you trying to learn hieroglyphics?" And she turned to him and said, "No, sir. I'm trying to remember them." She grew up and married an Egyptian. Moved to Egypt, had a son who she named, let's see, what was his name? Seti, Pharaoh Seti, after the Pharaoh Seti. She then, after 20 years of, she never made a lot of money, but she was a great, and I saw her, I won't go into the details, but I was asked if my friend and I could write a book on her, because she had she passed down to a so-called psychic, Paul Solomon, and he showed it to my friend, my late friend. He had like 50 of her books, perfect calligraphy, perfect hieroglyphics, and perfect English. And she moved to Egypt, and after 20 years, she moved to Abydos. She psychically remembered of a past life where she was engaged and impregnated by the Pharaoh Seti at the time, because she was very beautiful, but her mother had passed on, and her father was a military officer, and he was away fighting the Hyksos in northeastern Egypt. And Seti, according to Seti, mother of Seti, that's what it means, because that's what her son's name was, he impregnated her, and she had to commit suicide. When she went back, when she went to Abydos, she became the resident Egyptologist and told everyone, all of the excavators, exactly where to dig. Now, what's really interesting, she knew an Egyptian PhD that wrote another book about it. And he said, he wrote in this other book, I can't think of his name right now, she admitted to him, after knowing him for 40 years, that Seti could manifest physically to her, and she could ask him where everything else was. Now, what's important about that? If that's true, and Seti is known as good as anybody in the esoteric community, and what's amazing is that power to manifest physically. That was Seti.
She contributed so much, though, to that period of study in Egypt, and yet she's just barely a footnote.
I know. It's truly amazing. I'm amazed you know about her. Very few people know about Seti.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The first was In Search of Umsetti. I can't remember his name. Con or something. The second guy, he got a PhD in chemical engineering, and he was in charge of all of the cotton growing in Egypt under, not Mubarak, Nasser, under Nasser. And it took him 40 years of her friendship before she admitted what really went on. It's the other book is fascinating.
Well, the book should be written from all of her notes and transcripts that you were talking about earlier. That's a shame that that hasn't come out yet.
Well, the other book has come out, but
it has. Oh, okay.
Well, that's a published book, and I can look it up. I just don't have it in front of me now. I have a copy, and I'm in Florida, but our summer home is in Pittsburgh. And what happened is in 1991, on New Year's Eve, my friend Richard Prosher and I, late Dick Prosher, we were sitting upstairs, and this guy who claimed to be the next Edgar Casey. And I asked Hugh Lynn about it before he passed in 82. And he once said, look, we gave him every chance to, you know, to show he could do the things that Casey did because it would have been wonderful. But he said he failed. What were we supposed to do? Anyway, somehow this guy named Paul Solomon, he had a really cool church, Fellowship of the Inner Light. He had a really cool church. But Dick and I on New Year's Eve in 1991 were sitting upstairs. He had a contemporary house, and it was a loft. Paul walks up, and Dick and I were talking about Umsetti. And he said, I think you guys might be interested in this. He opens the door, talking about synchronicity.
We'll find out about that synchronicity and more with Dr. Tom, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is Bing the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
You've talked several times over the episode about synchronicity, and here we are again with it. Would you go on with that story?
I'd be glad to, and this is another synchronistic event. And what Carl Jung, who coined the word synchronicity, meaningful coincidence, but a causal. There is no direct connection. My estimation of what synchronicity really is depending on your ideals, depending on your intentions, the unconscious mind, which is the conscious mind of the soul, which is inextricably connected to the Akashic field, which is the mind of the divine, which seeks only to create and offers us synchronistic opportunities to create. And I'll give you an example. Dreams are totally bypassed in our culture, but dreams were very important in the Old and the New Testament. Matter of fact, the song Yesterday to Paul McCartney came to him in a dream, a synchronistic dream. The same thing with Imagine with John Lennon. Anyway, for us, for Dick and I, by chance, and we had no idea, we were at a New Year's Eve party at the erstwhile psychic Paul Solomon's house, and we're sitting upstairs and we're talking about Om Seti, because we were fascinated by Om Seti. Paul Solomon, he had about 40 or 50 people downstairs, and he suddenly appears off our right side, and we're sitting on this futon, and he walks by and he says, "I got something you guys might be interested in." And he goes to our left and opens a small door that led over the eaves, and he brings out about four or five boxes of these leather notebooks. And he said, "Look, I'm too busy to do this. Before Om Seti passed, she asked me, she gave me her books, and she asked me if I could write a story about her life on these. But he said, I'm far too busy." He was doing these readings in Japan. To what good they were, I cannot say. He opens up these books, hands us, and they're these beautiful leather notebooks with onion skin that were on one side of the page was all hieroglyphics or drawings of the places in Abydos. And on the left side, in perfect English script, was written the descriptions. Well, when I was in Abydos, what's amazing is every person that went to Abydos was all covered up with sand, and they dug it out. Abydos was the lowest chakra center where initiates were brought. And what happened is all of us immediately, it's like being magnetized, we all started hugging the granite pillars. And when you walked in, there was a small entranceway, and there was a what can I say what it was? It was like a small little opening. You could stand in it. It was about the size of a telephone booth. And if you chanted, it resonated through your whole body. It was absolutely amazing. Well, I wasn't in a position at the time. I hadn't even entered my doctoral program yet. And I said, Paul, I'm not the guy. And Dick, though he was a writer, he says, it's far too advanced for me. So we forgot about it. But talk about synchronicity, that was it.
So has anybody written a book on her work from those volumes?
To this day, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know whatever happened to him. Paul died.
Oh, my gosh.
He was really reportedly a closet alcoholic. Sadly, I don't know. I never saw them again. I had an interest in them, but what am I going to do with them? I didn't know.
Oh, my gosh. I hope those didn't end up lost. Yeah, tossed away or sold to an antique dealer.
Who knows?
Before we run out of time for the show here, I know we don't have a lot of time. Just really quickly, I wanted to ask, what was so special about Egypt that drew the remnants of Atlantis to it? I mean, you know, the Mediterranean's lots of nice places to move to. Why Egypt?
Apparently, there are lines of force in the earth called ley lines. Casey was born in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, and he lived all around the United States. Far west is Texas, where he wanted to build a hospital, so he was doing oil exploration using psychic means. I won't go into that story for another time. If you're interested in finding out, there is a book by Sidney Kirkpatrick called Edgar Casey, American Prophet. It goes into that. But the source said, after like 20-some years of giving readings, Casey had gone. He had a photography business in Selma, Alabama. And there was a series of synchronistic fires in his upstairs photography. That's how he made his living, because he had lost his voice for a while. And he got an offer from a guy named Arthur Lammers in Dayton, Ohio, who was supposedly a wealthy printer who started getting a series of readings on who are we, where are we going, because all he had done is physical readings. And what came through via the source blew Casey away, because he taught Sunday school for over 50 years. He was a devoted Christian. He read the Bible every day of his life, but he wasn't a fundamentalist. But he was a conservative Christian. And shortly after that, Lammers went bankrupt. And Casey was kind of abandoned, didn't even have enough money to check out of the hotel room because Lammers stiffed him. And he got an offer, synchronicity. He got an offer, I think it was from Detroit, for $150, which was a lot of money back then, to come and give one or two readings over a weekend, and they gave him a train ticket with the promise of $150. Now, he didn't have enough money to check out of the hotel. So he takes the train. I think it was to Detroit. I might be wrong, and it might have been New York, but my memory serves. I read this 40 years ago, so memory fades. Great memory, but it's short. He goes there, and he gives a reading, and as soon as he wakes up, he's arrested by two plainclothes policemen, police ladies, who charge him with fortune telling. He's put in jail over the weekend. On Monday morning, he's released. He goes before the magistrate, and the magistrate says, you've done this guy great evil. This is a good soul. And he's let go. All he's got is a train ticket. And he never got the $150. He goes back to Santa Wintertown. His son meets him, Hugh Lynn, at the station, and he hugs his dad, and he's got newspapers in his suit. Didn't even have the money to buy an overcoat. And Casey never accepted or made over $150 a week in his whole life. He was offered $10,000 a week by the publisher of the Denver newspaper. Anyway, Casey was so distraught that they gave a reading and said, look, I'm trying to do God's work. I'm trying to do good. I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to build a hospital. And he said, the readings came back. He said, why am I going through this? Well, this is something that I offer to you guys spiritually because it's important for all of us. Because my interest as a psychologist is to find out why we're here.
Do you have a website, Dr. Tom, at all, where people can check out the things you do?
Nope, don't want one. I work one-on-one with people that are hurting.
Well, that works with me. Thank you very much for being on the show, and thank you very much for being a good friend for so many years. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on X. You could also find us on Y. No, Threads and Facebook Edition X. You could also look for the Paracast. Check the Paracast.store for branded merchandise with four logos to choose from. You can also set up the Paracast Plus at the Paracast.plus, where you get this show by subscription without network ads, free the network ads with better quality audio. We also offer the After the Paracast podcast. We never know what's going to happen next, and Dr. Tom will be back for that. To find out more information, get the lowest prices ever, check out the Paracast.plus, the Paracast.plus. Dr. Tom, thank you so much for joining us on the Paracast.
You're welcome.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.